This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. As students start to head back to school tomorrow, the RNC will be increasing patrols in school zones. Constable James Cadigan wants motorists to keep an eye out and says traffic lanes in both directions have to stop for school buses with their stop signs extended.
There's going to be a significant increase in traffic, especially during the morning commute. And this is an exciting time of the year, you know, for students, as they're getting to school, and they're going to be distracted. And responsibility really is on motorists and, you know, people who are going to be traveling to and from A to B, you know, in the mornings, and being aware of your surroundings. So the RNC reminds all road users, it's illegal to pass a school bus that's stopped with its stop sign extended and lights flashing, and that includes all lanes in both directions.
The penalties for passing a school bus are 6 demerit points and up to $1,200 in fines. Cadigan says never use cell phones or electronic devices while driving.
Any type of distraction can be a significant risk, even if it's your breakfast or makeup. There should be no distraction when you're operating a motor vehicle. And as I mentioned, reducing speeds is vital, certainly in school zones around school buses, but the reality is you never know where a school bus stop may be for a group of children. So when you're traveling in the mornings, certainly is a peak time. And as school is out around, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 p.m., those are going to be peak times when children will be a part of the foot traffic you see around the communities.
Cadigan says it's an exciting time of year and some students may be distracted. So drivers are reminded to pay extra attention to the actions of children near intersections, crosswalks, and in parking lots. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ.